Dear family and friends of St. Kieran's, please join us for our weekend devotion as we explore disciple-making as an expression of gratitude to God for his salvation through Jesus. And so let's pray. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that as we read your word and hear your voice speaking to us through scripture, we may faithfully walk in the light of it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, and I'm reading from the NIV. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Just to there, and may God bless his word to us today and always. Oftentimes, we give thanks for specific answers to prayers, or for some way in which we have experienced the practical goodness of God in our lives, such as his protection or provision. But today, we give thanks to God for not only saving us and making us his people, which is miraculous in and of itself given the various kinds of people we are, but we also thank God for giving us the extraordinary privilege of being part of his mission in this world, a mission that Jesus conferred on the church because all authority in heaven and on earth was given to him by the Father to do so. And it's a mission that accounts for each and every one who has entered into a relationship with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. For we each are the products of that very mission, through those around us and those who have gone before us who bore witness to Christ. Were it not for faithful parents or a parent, a friend, a minister, a Sunday school teacher, someone else in our lives, even a stranger, who shared the gospel in some way with us, possibly even challenged us directly as they witnessed to the story of the cross, none of us would be in a position to know God at all. And so the commission Jesus gives his disciples, which includes us today, engages us in the core occupation of the church, what we are to do, and that is to disciple people. In this passage in particular, where it reads rather unfortunately, "make disciples," the actual meaning is really about a process, discipling, not an outcome, meaning that you end up with a disciple. The grammar has no noun here, only a doing word, a verb, disciple. And so we are to disciple people. How then will we do this? Our text supplies us with three things to help us answer this question. The first is, make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the ongoing activity of the Church, which has embedded in it the idea that the gospel has been faithfully communicated. Faith by the new disciple in question has been expressed in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and a work of the Spirit in the heart of that person has taken place, all of which is signified through baptism, which is what we call alongside Holy Communion, prayer, and the preaching of the Word, a means of grace. That is, God has given us the ordinary or common things, such as human speech, bread, wine, and water, things that are on hand readily to perform an uncommon work in us as we use them by faith according to Scripture. And that uncommon work which the Holy Spirit does is the building up and confirmation of our trust in Jesus, as well as the strengthening of our resolve to walk in God's ways and rest in Christ alone. Baptism is also the means by which believers are received into the body of Christ, that company of God's people who gather in Jesus' name. And so we come to the second part of how we will disciple people, that is, by teaching them to obey everything Jesus had commanded them. Again, this is a statement that needs to be unpacked, since it embraces not only the teaching of Jesus in the Gospels, but the whole counsel of God in the Old and New Testaments, because what Jesus taught was what God spoke from time immemorial from the very opening lines in Genesis. What we are challenged to do is, first, to be true to God's word, to the best of our ability, with God's help. Our beliefs and feelings cannot be injected into Scripture to make it say what we believe and feel it should be saying. Instead, our beliefs and feelings should be shaped by Scripture in a world that is so topsy-turvy. The Bible is a benchmark that provides us with a means of understanding our life and the world around us. Just like with land or construction surveying, benchmarks have fixed positions and heights, and one cannot impose a different set of coordinates and a height to a benchmark because one doesn't like it any longer. And this brings us then to the third aspect of how we disciple people. And it has to do with the word go, or as Jesus said, therefore go. In this verse, the word go is a participle and literally means as you are going. In other words, as you are going to the grocery store, as you are going to school, as you are going to work, wherever you're going, share the gospel. In this light, the Great Commission takes on a much broader perspective. We are to be sharing and teaching wherever we're going, whatever we're doing. As such, the notion that this is a command to pack your bags and intentionally go somewhere, as it has often been portrayed, is not the case. And I think we know this, but we also know that God calls some folk to be missionaries in a foreign land or in some remote region of the country, which is a very particular kind of calling as far as discipling is concerned. Thus, the Great Commission is not a command to go, but a command to disciple as we are traveling. Traveling where? Well, for the disciples, it had to do with traveling beyond where they lived. But for us, the answer is everywhere and anywhere for Christ in our daily lives. As you are going along doing what you do and going wherever you go, disciple people, even if the first part is to simply let them know that you follow Jesus. And so to conclude, let's circle back to our thoughts on Thanksgiving and where it fits in. We are thankful for those who, as they were going, took the trouble to tell us of the love of God through Christ Jesus. We are thankful that by the gift of God's grace, we were enabled, by the gift of faith, to receive the good news of the gospel, without which we would surely be lost. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10 says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." This is the fundamental cause for gratitude in God's people. And because God first loved us, we give ourselves to his mission of making disciples. This will include praying for one another, caring for one another, teaching one another, while at the same time encouraging God's people with the promises of God in Scripture. So for us, this means that every person can participate in the Great Commission because we're all involved in the daily activity of going through life with its everyday difficulties. We all have a well-worn path that we walk every day, and that is the place where we participate in the Great Commission, which is to disciple. We end with a final important component of the Great Commission. Jesus said, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." For this we give thanks to God. We are not on our own in the Great Commission or in this life. It is God's mission, and he calls us to it. And then he joins us all in our going, our baptizing, and our teaching as together we disciple others. Finally then, let's give thanks to God for the life of St. Kieran's as it has been part of the Great Commission up to now. Then let's commit to continue doing that work in this place and in our world around us. And so may God help us. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, you draw us into your mission to reach those who do not know you, to make disciples by simply being authentic in our life and faith without ambiguity. And where we have the opportunity to tell about our love for Jesus, help us not to be ashamed, but rather to trust that your Holy Spirit will take how we live, how we act, and our words to bring your saving light to bear on the lives of those in need of you. For we ask it in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. And God bless you.